Some people just have a little something extra, logophiles, some je ne sais quoi quality that helps them on the pathway to success. Today's word may explain the basis for this practically magical ability. The word of the day is mojo, spelled M-O-J-O. Mojo is a noun with multiple definitions, and today we will focus on the definition exceptional ability, good luck, or success. Here is one instance of mojo as used by Tim Herrera in the New York Times on May 6, 2018. Notice how, in this instance, mojo is implied to be some kind of personal energy or power. Here's a confession. For the last week or so, I felt a little drained. Low energy, low motivation, a sense that something is a little off. It's nothing serious, but one of those passing phases we're all familiar with when things feel overwhelming. As an old editor of mine used to put it, my mojo is a little off. Mojo in its earliest sense denoted an object that was believed to carry a magic spell. From there, the word expanded to indicate magic itself and personal use of magic, and mojo's popular use today in reference to seemingly magical influence or ability, the prowess of Austin Powers, for example, is informal. Mojo is of uncertain origin, but is most likely related to the word for witchcraft or magic in Gullah, a Creole language spoken by an African-American population located along the southern Atlantic coast of the United States. Though Gullah is based on English, it incorporates ample vocabulary from the Niger-Congo language subfamily, which is widespread across sub-Saharan Africa, and includes languages such as Fulani, Mende, Yoruba, Swahili, and Zulu. Mojo may have its ultimate origin in one of these languages, as it resembles the Fulani word for medicine man. Learn how to work some linguistic magic with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.